everybody for your good work on that. Carla, could you read 1087 and 1088 together, please?
1087, approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program under the Inclusionary Housing Program for 26 and Upshur Apartments located at 2590 Northwest Upshur Street. And 1088, approve application under the Multiple Unit Limited Tax Exemption Program under the Inclusionary Housing Program for Nehalem Apartments located at 1645 Southeast Nehalem Street.
Colleagues, these projects will join 37 other private sector projects in the Inclusionary Housing Permit Approval Pipeline, totaling a minimum of 342 affordable housing units, in other words, market rate developments. Together, these apartment buildings will provide 208 units of new housing combined, 60 of which will be affordable for 99 years to households earning up to 80% of median family income as part of the inclusionary housing program. 26th and Upshur will restrict 22 of its 145 total units at 80% MFI. Nehalem Apartments will restrict 9 of its 63 units at 80%. An additional 29 units at 60% MFI for two other IH subject projects in development at 5955 Southeast Milwaukee and 1717 Southeast Tenino. Urban Development Group, UDG, is the owner and developer on both of these projects. In total, this ownership group has seven IH projects, six of which were revested under the inclusionary zoning, voluntarily opting into the program in order to access the incentive package available through inclusionary housing, reducing obligations on the developer. The multi-unit limited tax exemption or multi-program is one of the financial incentives provided to inclusionary housing projects that make units affordable rather than paying a fee in lieu. Each multi-application, as you know, comes before the City Council approval. In addition to the 10-year tax exemption provided by the multi, these projects will receive an exemption of the affordable housing construction excise tax and system development charges that otherwise would have been due on the affordable units. Director Callahan, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Dorit Van Bockel, the Development Team Incentives Manager, and I are just here to answer any questions you have about these projects before you today.
Colleagues, any further questions on these items?
Is Urban Development Group one of the first to step forward with a development around Mount Tabor? Is that, I think, another same company? Or?
Most of these projects are in the Selwood area.
Right.
I'm not sure if they've had any quite around the Tabor area, Mount Tabor area.
The primary owner of these, this firm is actually Dennis Sackhoff, Commissioner, who you met with during the inclusionary housing development process. But he has been utilizing this product in a variety of different places throughout the city, yes.
That's good to hear.
Is there any public testimony on either of these items?
Maggie has signed up.
Thank you. Maggie, did you want to testify or no?
Okay, it was either the Portland Tribune or the Oregonian that reported that these developers were not meeting their quota of inclusionary housing, and it was also coming from Salem that was saying they were not meeting their quotas for inclusionary housing. So as far as like giving developers a break on taxes or giving them money, maybe these programs need to be monitored more closely, and maybe we need to have why 80% MFI? Why not 60%?
Because the state legislature only authorized that, ma'am.
Okay.
And you're mixing and matching things that have they're totally unrelated. There has been no report of developers not meeting their goals. There was a report.
Are you the Parks and Recs guy?
Former Housing Commissioner, ma'am, but you're tying up our time with misinformation.
Okay, you are the Parks and Recs guy, though, right? Right now?
And you have an obligation to say something factual.
Okay, but you are the Parks and Recs guy, are you not?
I'll let you finish.
Are you the commissioner for Parks and Recreation?
Just let her finish. She has one more minute.
Am I right? You're the commissioner for Parks and Recreation, correct? Is he?
He is, but it's not germane to this discussion.
Right, but, you know, I just want to correctly identify who is talking, and he's not talking, you know, he's not the commissioner of housing. Okay, so I want to talk about inclusionary housing that's actually inclusionary and not just for people who maybe are at the edges of the market rate. And, you know, giving these developers sweetheart deals doesn't increase housing for low-income people. So that's all I'd like to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Please call the roll on item 1087.
Udaly?
Well, we have one of the nation's most stringent mandatory inclusionary zoning ordinances, and I am happy to see these proposals and developments coming forward. I vote aye.
Fritz.
I noticed that we have almost everything on today's agenda has been about providing housing and services for people who need them, and I appreciate this multifaceted effort. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, very encouraged to see these new developments stepping forward and taking advantage of our inclusionary housing program. It's great to see. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. 1088, please call the roll.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, everyone. Last item is